Well, we saw a great day yesterday in the markets. You know what's interesting is, I know I don't talk much about this, but the Russell 2000... The Russell 2000 is an index like the S&P 500 or some others, but it is comprised mostly of small cap stocks. This is an index of small companies. And generally, during a recovery, this index will recover a little bit quicker than others because it went down a whole lot further than others. So we're looking at the Russell 2000. And it was up almost 5% yesterday. That's an amazing move. Now, Russell 2000 has had moves like that before because, again, small company stocks, they're a lot more volatile. So you would expect something like that. But nonetheless, this is a very, very good move for that, which gives us a little bit of optimism in the markets. But I got to tell you, and I want you to pay attention, I'm sick and tired of listening and reading about. So I started this morning reading, as I always do, and listening to some things coming out of Asia. And it is just lunacy what I'm hearing, even out of Asia. There was a little bit more of a sense of caution coming out of the Eurozone. And that was a little bit encouraging in that they are encouraged, they're moving forward, but they've got a lot more problems than we have because they have major financial crisis liquidity problems facing them with one of the largest banks in the Eurozone, certainly the largest bank in Germany, Deutsche Bank, really struggling. So it looks like the central bank, the European Central Bank, is going to try to do something similar to what Jerome Powell is doing. They're at a very different place, though, than we are, so it's going to be hard to accomplish that. We get here in America and read and watch and listen. It is just absolutely lunacy how everybody seems to have gravitated towards the issues of the economy. And this is a huge problem because it's the government. It's like the government. The government never focuses on what's causing the problem. So they're going to go ahead and compare the impact of the virus on the economy as if it's another economic downturn that is impacting the markets in a negative way. That is going to give everybody a false sense of what the problem is. We can't stop harping on the fact that we have a global pandemic that has this country in its grip. And in my opinion, I'm just looking at numbers. It doesn't look like it's getting any better, even though everybody says it is. And phase one of getting back to work was a 14-day drop in states. And we have some states that aren't even close to that and are getting back to work. One of the worst things that could happen right now to the markets is a resurgence of this and the beginning of shutting down again. Shutting down businesses. That would be an absolute nightmare for confidence and any kind of optimism. Look, if you're doing analytical work and you have decided that something should be on the buy list that's not, I would tell you to just, you know, trust yourself if you want to do that. If you're doing analytical work and you're saying, you know, I think that stock should be on the buy list, put it on the buy list in your mind. Just go out and buy it. Also, I would tell you, if you already own it, you don't need me to put it on the buy list for you to buy more of it. You do that anytime you want. So, and that's always been a rule of our strategy. If you already own it, you can dollar cost average into it anytime you see fit. That is fine. Just watch your weighting and your diversification. I've got four energy stocks that have done amazingly well. Well, I don't want to invest in those. They're expensive. Okay, go to the cheap stocks then that aren't on the buy list if that's what you want to do. Because we don't want to invest $5,000 or $1,000 or $500. We want to invest. So we want to get as many shares as we possibly can for that. Well, that's a strategy, I guess. And you could take that. So instead of adding quality to portfolios, this is not a time to be diminishing knowing what quality you have left. It's not a good strategy. Now, you may think it is. That's fine. If you're convicted about it, continue to do it. So we're looking at a lot of different categories. It is changing minute by minute, and I apologize for that. I know it's difficult to hear the changes that are happening. I'm trying to minimize that, as I am doing, believe it or not, right now, because there are some things I'd probably like to say that I'm not going to say, because I'm starting to realize that it's probably going to change sooner rather than later. That is not a place I like to be in, but I've got to take into consideration, we've got a long, long way to go to stability. Not a long way to go till maybe the markets continue to rise up, but a long way to go until there's stability in the market. Not a long way to go before the economy starts to recover, although it is, but a long way to go before the economy is stable. And there are going to be certain factors that are going to bring stability in both of those. And unfortunately, as much as analysts would like to say something different, it's going to be totally dependent upon treatments, vaccines, and progress in numbers going down. So it is not going to be about economic or market solutions. It's going to be about medical solutions. So we're going to have to live with that for a little while longer. As I am recording this morning, everything is very much in positive territory. We'll see how long it lasts, and we'll see if the optimism that we rode yesterday can stay put for a little bit longer. Have a great day. God bless. Stay strong as we continue to move through uncharted territory. We'll see you in a few hours.